Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 5 May 2020. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're so glad you're with us, and boy, you're in for a treat tonight. I'm going to have a lady on that I haven't talked to for a long, long time. I'm ashamed to admit it. I don't know when the last time I did talk to her. If it's been years ago. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, lady that I've followed on other radio shows. I've followed her writings. I know what she's accomplished. I know a little bit about her and her background. She's a woman of much accomplishment. I mean, she's a board-certified osteopathic medical doctor from Cleveland. She's done so many things in the medical fields. She's on the front lines when it comes to vaccines and dangers of vaccines and what's happening right now in the country with the upcoming vaccine we're going to discuss. It's going to be mandatory quite probably. So we've got a lot to talk about tonight, folks. This woman's been on radio, TV, everywhere, and I'm honored to have her tonight. And Dr. Tenpenny, before I get to you, I'd like to make a few announcements if you don't mind, okay?
That's fine.
Okay. All righty. And folks, don't forget, now we still offer the video that Phil Hudock put together, our producer put together. If you want to prove to your family and friends that the coronavirus is real, but it's hyped up beyond belief, and they're going to use it for a much, much more dire situation, consequences you see right now. They're going to use it for so much more in the way of underhand control, much more. We'll discuss it in a little bit. But this video is so important to get in your hands, to watch yourself and show you to your family and friends. Make copies of it, share it, we don't care. It's about an hour long, $10.50, let's pay for it, folks. And please, I'm asking you to get it, not for my sake, but for your sake. And good news, I did find the Backyard Medicine book again at a decent price, so the price is not going to change. I found some today at the same price I had last time. So they're still $18.95, folks, for a full-color book that everyone, if you love nature at all, you're going to love this book. I love going into the woods and finding things. I grew up knowing that we could eat greens and different things, poke greens and watercress, even maple shoots and other things and briar tips. They're all good to eat and good for you. And this book covers a lot of things in your area that you could really enjoy, knowing how to use it and how to cook it and what it is to pick. So please, $18.95. Like I said, it's a great book that you're not going to regret getting. And don't forget, the Saturday the 16th, we are going to have our church get together and family dinner, Bible study, of course, and current events. Afterwards, we're going to have a church dinner. We do that once a year. I don't think we ever invited everybody that wanted to come before, but we're going to do it this time. I don't expect too many people show up. I know we're a long ways from anybody living here in West Virginia and back in the hills, but nonetheless, you're welcome to come. If you want to join us for a good dinner and a good time of fellowship, you call us here at the ministry at 304-846-4448, or if you don't have long distance, call 800-777-4403. Just let us know you're coming so we can throw another biscuit in the oven. You can come and join us and share some fellowship time with us. and maybe be together with some people of like mind that you would maybe enjoy just for a change, and you know, that you could spend time talking something besides baseball, whatever, with people that know what's going on. But as I said, our guest tonight, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I am so excited to have her on tonight. I really am. Now, this is almost like finding an old friend that I listen to another broadcast. Like, well, I got to get her on sometime in the future. She's out there on the front lines every day, exposing things to people, showing people what's going on. And it's just amazing to know that she's still out there, folks. She's been in this battle a lot of years, and it's an honor to have her. Dr. Tenpenny, are you still with us there?
I am. Thank you very much, Pastor Butch.
Well, I tell you what, sweetheart, it's an honor to have you. It's been a long time, and I apologize that I didn't get to you sooner. It's not because I didn't think about you, believe me. But it's just so much happening. I don't need to tell you that. You're covered up. I know you are with everything going on. And what you've done in the past and the way you've helped people heal themselves with natural ways of doing it and the things you've exposed with vaccines, they're legend. That's all I can say. They're legend. People know who you are. But just in case there's one person out there in the audience tonight all over the world does know who Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is, tell them who you are if you don't mind.
Sure. I, like you said, I'm an osteopathic physician. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. I've been here since 1996. I have an integrative medicine practice that I have 13 employees. There's another doctor. There's two nurse practitioners, a physician's assistant, and a great team of people. And I'm always proud to say that we've seen patients from all 50 states and about 18 countries to get well and get off their pharmaceutical drugs. In September of 2000, I went to the National Vaccine Information Center meeting in Washington, D.C., and came away after 4 days thinking, how in the world did I miss this? I was in my first career, I was an emergency room physician. I was the director of a level 2 trauma center for 12 years before I moved to Cleveland. And then I'd been at my integrated practice for four years by the time I went to that conference. And I came home and said, how did I miss all this stuff on problems with vaccines? Maybe I ought to look into this a little bit more. And so I took a deep dive into it, and the deep dive has been for almost 20 years now, and well over 40,000 hours of research. I've investigated problems associated with vaccines, and I can stand really solidly on the fact of all that I've read and all that I've researched that vaccines have never been tested for safety, they've never been proven to keep you from getting sick, and they definitely do cause harm.
Wow. You covered a lot of ground there in just a few short words. You know, we have all been so deceived for so long, Dr. Sherry. I mean, I grew up in the time of polio and polio vaccines. It started with shots and then went to sugar cubes. I remember all those. I was there. I know. Went into the military in 1967 and they pumped you full of shots. Then they had shot guns that you shot into your arm, not doing a needle. I mean, all these things were happening and I didn't know. No one took time to tell me. I blindly believed that these things were going to be good for me because my government said it was going to be good for me. Now, that's ignorance for you. But that's why they take 19-year-old, 8-year-old boys and women into the military. We don't know anything. That's why they take us. So, anyway, very quickly, share some of the things you found out, the vaccines, the common ones we have, we still give our children every day. Share with us about 3 or 4 of them, one, what they do to somebody.
Well, children now, a lot of times people that are a little bit older, they go, well, I don't remember my kids getting that many shots. I don't know what the big deal is. And they don't realize that up through 1985, there were only 3 vaccines. There was MMR, which is measles, mumps, and rubella. There was polio. And there was DPT, which is diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. And not everybody got all the various doses, and they spread them way out. And it really was not a big deal up through 1985. Excuse me. Then in 1991, they began the uptick of the schedule. In 1991 is when they added hepatitis B at birth. They added the Hib vaccine at 2, 4, and 6 months, and an additional one somewhere around 14 months, depending on the brand. Then they added chickenpox vaccine in 1995. They added Prednar 7, which is like getting 7 vaccines in one shot, in 2000, which has now been expanded to Prevnar 13. Then somewhere along the line, they added a rotavirus vaccine. I think that was around 2004 or 5. They added 2 shots of hepatitis A. And so to say all of that, when you look at the whole schedule, children now get around 72 vaccines from kindergarten to 18 years of age, and almost 12,000 micrograms of aluminum. They get over almost 600 micrograms of mercury. They get several known carcinogens. They get cells from animals like cows and chickens and dogs. They get cells from aborted fetal tissue and from other humans, which are perpetuating cells that have been dividing since the 1960s. And it's just, in my opinion, it's just an absolute abomination that we can inject foreign matter into human beings and somehow think that does something good for them. And the whole intent and purpose of what we're doing is to avoid a fever, a cough, a rash, and some diarrhea.
Isn't that amazing? And I went, all of us in my age, I guess, I'm 71 years old now, went through the measles, I guess you call it rite of passage. We had measles.
Yeah.
I had three or four different kinds.
Measles and chicken pox were always, it was somewhere that you contracted it most generally somewhere between around 8 and 9 years old and maybe 11 years old, so somewhere in that area. And that's exactly what they always called it, was a rite of passage infection.
And that built our body's immune system. We could fight other diseases better, but today they want to say that they're deadly. Measles was not, I mean, deadly was as free. Stupid thing to say. I mean, I'm sure they took some lives, but come on. This was absurd to take this and blow it out of proportion like that so people will get their measles vaccine like everyone will get it is going to die. It's like coronavirus. If you get it, you're dead. It's a lie.
You couldn't have said it any better than that. It's absolutely a lie. In fact, I did an interview. I don't know. I've done almost 50 interviews in the last month, so it kind of all runs together after a while. But I did an interview a couple days ago. I think it was on Sunday, and I did it for the Activist Post, and I did it with Spiro. He's a great guy, and he posted it. Was saying Dr. Tenpenny, the title of the article was something like, Dr. Tenpenny exposes the greatest scam ever perpetrated on the human race. And I really believe that. I really believe that it's a multi-generational indoctrination on a belief system. It's not based on science. It's not based on objective observations. It's a belief system. It's a, you know, we genuflect to the school of medical mysticism when we believe in vaccines.
True.
It's like,
true.
I believe in vaccines, right?
True.
And so it's a religion. It's not, and so when you suddenly start telling people that their religion is based on faulty premises, and here's the facts, and let me lay it out to you. The first thing that happens is people end up in an area of great cognitive dissonance because they trusted and believed that this was safe and effective and harmless, which it's none of those things. They trusted the other human being standing in front of them that happens to have on a white coat as called them their doctor. They trusted that the doctor knew something about the vaccine they were giving, which most of them don't. And then if the child gets injured, the doctor said, well, it couldn't have been the vaccine. It has to be something else. So let's run like several thousands of dollars of tests and x-rays. And then you see several thousand dollars more of the specialist and the subspecialist. And then, oh, by the way, now we've come up with some sort of autoimmune diagnosis and you'll be on these very expensive drugs for the rest of your life. And so it's a big scam. And like I said, people start with cognitive dissonance, and we actually offer a course on vaccine cognitive dissonance in one of our portals, which is vaccinetheletteru.com. And if you want to sign up for that course, it's our promotional course. It actually costs you $1. So it's a really inexpensive promotional course, and it tells you why humans are hardwired to avoid cognitive dissonance. It just makes them so uncomfortable because we like things to be steady and in a common routine, and we know where everything is because that makes us feel safe. And it's one of the reasons why this whole crazy pandemic thing is so destructive to the human psyche, because it's upended everybody's element of safety. And when you get into this area of cognitive dissonance about vaccines, after you decide whether or not you're going to, you know, I always picture it kind of like this. It's like if you were standing on a dock and you had one foot on the dock and the other foot on the boat, and the boat starts to slide away from the dock, you're going to have to make a decision sooner or later if you're going to hop back on the dock or if you're going to hop into the boat, or you're going to end up in a big mess in water that's got all the crocodiles in it. And so if you decide that you're going to hop on the boat and you start going down the journey to investigate the problems with vaccines, it is a journey, and it's hard to get from trusting and believing in vaccines to going, that's the biggest scam that's ever been perpetrated on Earth, but, you know, I've done it over a long period of time. Or you can choose to hop back on the dock, turn your back to it, and say, I don't believe any of that conspiracy theory, hogwash, tinfoil hat noise. I trust my doctor. I believe in vaccines, and continue down that path and hope that your child doesn't end up with some sort of a chronic disease or a vaccine injury.
Or die, yes. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, after the cognitive dissonance piece, after you go through that and you make your decision on which way you're going to go, if you decide to get on that boat and float down the river, at some point, people end up very angry because they're like, they lied to us about this. What else have they lied to us about? And when you start winding your way down that, taking that ladder down that rabbit hole, you realize there's really kind of no ending to it. It's not like suddenly you're going to go down three flights of steps and like, okay, this is it. I figured it all out. This is the core sum of the number of lives that we've had. No, there's always another level of going down the path to find another piece of area of science or area of health or area of religion where we've been lied to.
Yeah, it's a rabbit hole. As we know, we have been called it many times. But, you know, to show you where this is leading to with this pandemic, they call it, that this is how absurd it's already getting. Now, people are getting angry. I mean, I talked to them personally. They're getting angry. As a matter of fact, the lady in Michigan shot a security guard who wouldn't let her child in the store because they weren't wearing a mask. And on the other end of the spectrum, a cop shot a young lady, I think it's a restaurant or somewhere, a bar, because she wouldn't wear a mask. This is really happening right now in America over this hyped up pandemic situation that has not only affected this country, but it's affected the world. It's broken the world's economy. People are starving to death, literally, panicking and angry. This is where we're headed for. But, Dr. Sherry, this isn't the end of this, is it? I mean, there's a lot more in store with this pandemic. There's a lot more things coming down the pike that people don't want to even hear about. Am I telling the truth?
Yeah, you're absolutely telling the truth, and you're on both parts of it. Part number one is there's a whole lot more coming that we have to, you know, put on that whole armor of God and be prepared for. And then the second part of what you said is another truth that people don't want to hear it. They really think that sooner or later, and hopefully sooner rather than later, that one day they're just going to lift all these bans and businesses are going to open and flourish, and we're just going to go right back to where we were like the 1st of February of 2020. And I'm hoping that I tend to be a glasses half full kind of person, and I like to take those lemons and make lemonade out of them. And I'm hoping we'll get back to some semblance of the life as we've known it. But I'm a realist, and when they have so totally trashed the entire world's economy, I'm not so sure that we'll have that kind of recovery, particularly if this goes on for another 30 days. I think that people kind of limped along in April, and we're kind of adjusting to what had to happen with, you know, our martial law, what they call, you know, to secure in place. They're just not calling it martial law, but to keep us locked up inside of our house and have to wear a mask that's been proven over and over again now that does nothing. And in fact, when you put masks on healthy people, you make them sick. For a whole bunch of reasons we could get into, you know, to wear gloves for what reason? To make sure that these little yellow squares on the floor where these footprints are, do you think that suddenly they're just going to pull those all up and we can just go back to checkout counters as usual? Because now we've got these plastic barriers up between you and the cash register. And I'm telling you,
yes,
the whole thing that has just happened to our society and this whole, you know, social distancing, the first time I heard that phrase, I was just like, this is 1984. Social distancing. They didn't say keep your distance, or it's better if you're not too close to each other because somebody might sneeze or cough. But the social distancing was a psyop. It's a psychological operation destroy the connectedness that humans need to have to thrive. I mean, we like to hug and kiss and high-five and smack each other on the back and sit close to people in movies and sit real intimately with your with a whole group of friends while you're having a meal. Oh, no, social distancing now has become part of our language and part of our lexicon. And I don't know that it's going to go away real fast.
No, it isn't going to go real fast, if at all. I do know also that in order to track you, and all of us, if you got a driver's license, folks, you have a digital picture in store all over the world, actually. It goes to Interpol, but y'all, worldwide, your face is worldwide. And they can track you with the cameras and drones and different places you may go, or cameras on light posts, or even businesses. And anybody that's too close in a group of people, it's hard to pick one person out of 10 people, but if we separate it 6 foot, they can find you real easily. People, this is a lot bigger agenda than even I thought possible in the beginning. I really hoped when this first came out, this would blow over and would kind of go away. I hoped it would. I prayed it would. I told people, say, I hope it goes away, but you better hope I'm right on this. But obviously it hasn't went away. Now, we also know that Bill Gates and DARPA and the DOJ and others are working on some information, some more surprises for us to come out in the very near future. Is that true?
Well, this vaccine that they're planning, that Bill Gates gets gleeful and has his little gleeful look on his face when he's talking about the vaccine for everybody, is going to be an experimental vaccine that they've never done before. That they are actually taking coronavirus, the RNA, it's messenger RNA, which is like taking the guts out of the inside of the virus and taking that little strip of RNA and injecting it directly into humans. And they're bypassing, the vaccine's being fast-tracked. They're not doing like a series of animal studies. They're not doing testing a large enough period of time before taking it to 7 billion people, which is what Bill Gates is calling for. And then he went, oh, by the way, maybe we need 14 billion doses, because most of the time when we inject vaccines, we inject the first one to kind of prime the immune system, and then the second one locks in that immunity with a really high antibody thing. So maybe we'll have to ramp up to 15 billion doses of vaccines so that every man, woman, and child is injected with an experimental vaccine that's been fast-tracked, that's not been tested adequately, that's not been tested at all on animals, and will have been inadequately tested on humans. And this type of vaccine, this messenger RNA vaccine that they're developing, they tried to do this several years ago, and the experimental animals died. When they were re-exposed, after they'd had the vaccine, when they were re-exposed to the circulating virus, some of them apparently had something called accelerated autoimmunity, and it shut down all of their organs, and those animals were sacrificed and found all of this disease on the inside of them, and then some of the animals died directly from the vaccine. They didn't die from the vaccine. They died from re-exposure to the virus after the vaccine, which is what is another level of what makes this vaccine so dangerous, because you could get your shot or two, and everything could seem to be just fine. But if you get re-exposed to a circulating coronavirus, and there's 36 known coronaviruses that have been around for 60 years, then you could have horrible disease. And if that vaccine has been made in the U.S., it's been made under what's called the PREP Act. And the PREP Act, that stands for the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act. It was passed in 2005. That gives the drug companies 100% immunity from all liability, all adverse outcomes, and a complete immunity and liability to lawsuits. Even if if people died and they wanted to have some sort of a recourse against the pharmaceutical industry, through the PREP Act, what they need to do is approach the U.S. Attorney General and convince the Attorney General that the manufacturer performed an act of willful misconduct. And only when you can prove that will the Attorney General then move on to an enforcement action. There is not a pot of money sitting out there for injured parties, because, first of all, Congress would have to fund it and they would only fund it if willful misconduct was proven, and we haven't decided or defined what are the types of injuries that people need to have in order to apply for compensation from this experimental vaccine program. So doing this on a mass wide scale is truly one of the biggest experiments they've ever done, ever.
Wow. Wow, you know, this is phenomenal, and if I'm reading it right and understanding, this is not going to be optional. They're going to try to force everybody that wants it, because you won't be able to function without it. And you probably know this, but in an article that I just received today from a Wikipedia and other places sent to me, from people that sent it on to me, there's going to be an enzyme put on this implant. Let me see if I can read this or not. This new thing is called it's by Bill Gates. It's an implantable quantum dot microneedle vaccine delivery system work. And that's what makes it work. And there's an active component in that that actually glows with a reader. It's called luciferase. L-U-C-I-F-E-R-A-S-E. Luciferase. And the components in it, the letters, now, folks, I'm not making this up. This is all, you can find on Wikipedia. It's real. The name again is implantable quantum dot microneedle vaccination delivery system. That each letter, as you know, Dr. Timpany, a letter like I, the number nine is lines up with that. Letter M is 13. Letter P is 16. The number added up with the name of this system, all the numbers added together, comes out to equal 666. Now, that's for real.
Pastor Butch, we've known that it's been coming for 2,000 years.
we know it's coming. But people are right now, as you said, we got here because we were ignorant. We trusted people we shouldn't have trusted. But we were trained to do that, obviously, because you said it goes against us to say, oh, they're lying to us. I don't want to do this, because if I don't do this, they're going to think I'm some kind of nut, and they're going to ostracize me. And who knows, maybe them jail. This is a fact. So we went along with it, but they did it a little bit at a time. They eased us into it very slowly, just like a frog in cold water. And now they got down to the point they're going to put something in that made with a component called luciferase. Now, this is all for real happening right now. And in our lifetime, Dr. Timpany, it's not 20 years away. It's right now. People need to understand this. This is moving in a direction I don't think anyone, if they knew the truth, would want to go. What do you think?
Oh, totally. I mean, when Bill Gates and Tony Fauci and these people started saying, you know, you need to have a certificate that you either are immune or that you've been vaccinated, and it becomes show me your papers, your identification,
so that
you can get out of your house, you can go back to work, you can get on an airplane, you can go on a cruise ship, you can drive across state lines. It has to show us your papers, and your papers are your proof of immunity, which there is no such thing. And so then what happens is that they'll say, you've got this little piece of paper, and they'll say, oh, you just might lose that piece of paper. Or you get to the airport and you're standing in line and you left that piece of paper at home on your kitchen counter or in your car. Let's just make this really convenient for you, and we'll just put it in that little microchip thing that you just decided. And we can read that with an app that comes down on your phone. And, oh, you know all that dirty money that's just filthy dirty? We'll take care of that and put that in that little chip for you, too.
Hang on through the break, please, Dr. Sherry. Folks, we'll take phone calls next half hour. Any questions or comments, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing.
All right, folks, we're back. Phone lines open if you want to call and talk to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, 844-769-2944. If you go to our website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, look under government cover-ups or health news, you'll see this information I'm talking about right now. Just go in there and you'll find the information. That we have a new webmaster now that's doing some rearranging, but you should be able to go to the bottom of the page and find News Desk. Click on that and look up the article about Luciferese and understand where we are in this. This is very serious. This is very serious. This is beyond the word serious. This is biblically a prophecy being fulfilled in our lifetime that we need to warn people about. This is our duty, folks. Dr. Tenpenny has been trying for years to warn people. I've been on the radio over 27 years trying to get people to wake up and see this. But yet we keep falling for the same snare over and over again because we want to trust somebody and make us feel secure. I just told Dr. Sherry, I just wrote a phrase today. I was doing some meditating and praying today. I wrote a phrase, I think this kind of fits today because it fits Daniel 8:25. Promise security is a most effective way to save a slothful and selfish people. We don't want to have to worry about anything. We don't want to work for it. You give us security, we'll trust you from now on. You just take care of us. You can brand us. You can crow us. Just make sure we're taken care of from womb to the tomb, and we'll trust you with everything we have, including our children and grandchildren. Now, that's a harsh statement, but by golly, it's a truth, Dr. Tenpenny, is it not?
Oh, I would stand behind that 100%. You know, like I said when we were talking a little bit on the break, when I said, you know, we get the government we deserve. And if we are not wanting to take self-responsibility, not willing to stand firm in our convictions, not willing to stand up for our sovereign rights, like Ben Franklin said, you know, if you are willing to give up your freedom and sovereignty for safety and security, you deserve neither.
And you'll get neither.
Yeah,
you'll get neither.
Exactly.
You get neither. But now, with what you see coming, of course, you just mentioned the vaccination, and we now know that it has a Luciferese tattoo system in it. That lasts up to 5 years if we have to get it renewed. You mentioned that already you ought to have paperwork or some way to prove that you've been vaccinated or immune to the situation before you can maybe do business, go into businesses, maybe even go into government buildings or cross state lines. I know that sounds far-fetched, Dr. Tenpenny, but it's already happened with this coronavirus so-called pandemic. People are already restricted where they can travel. Some states are blocking the borders off. Isn't that pretty much already started? We got to the point you have to show your papers across the lines?
It seems that way. I mean, and I have seen some things like that. You know, I've seen some pictures of that. And I just really, it just breaks my heart to just drive from my house to the grocery store, which is like a 10-minute drive, and you see all these businesses closed up. You know, you see the signs on the door, don't come in, you close because of this. And it's like, you know, the powers that be that are running the world right now, you know, the people that come out of Davos and the multi-billionaires and the fascist organizations like Google and Facebook and Microsoft and, you know, that are just the little puppet masters at the very top of the pyramid.
Oh, yes, yes,
I mean,
yes.
They just absolutely took the entire, they have to be sitting back just kind of like laughing their butts off and say, we took the entire world to its knees in about 3 weeks.
And over a hyped up flu virus.
Over a hyped up flu virus. Now, at the beginning, I could understand where, you know, they might want to say, you know, people stay inside for like maybe 2 weeks until we get our handle on this, because we want to make sure that this isn't some, you know, biochemical warfare, that there isn't something like anthrax or ricin or some other, you know, mustard gas or some other type of chemical that's really trying to kill people. Let's get our handle around this a little bit. But for this sustained lockdown that's happening now, I mean, like here in Ohio, we have like no case, like hardly any cases of coronavirus infection.
Yeah, yes, I agree.
Or with COVID, and now our stupid governor and his minion, Amy Anton, who's a OB-GYN and knows nothing about epidemiology, they've just decided they're going to extend this until May the 29th. Ohio's toast. If we don't have businesses open but in the next 2 weeks, they're going to make people homeless. They're going to lose their car. They're going to destroy their credit scores. We've already got people standing in line at food banks that I'm sure are humiliated and embarrassed to death. They may have not been the richest people in the world, but they could always provide, and now they can't because both mom and dad are out of jobs, and they had a meager sort of a savings account. Hopefully some of them had a little bit of prepper food that they can exist on, but what's going to happen when that goes away? I mean, what they have done is I don't know how in the world we will ever be able to take these people as criminals and get any form of justice from them.
Well, I don't want to sound negative, but it's not going to happen, I don't believe. Because the masses still believe they're doing this for their own good. And as long as somebody sends us a little bit of money once in a while and dangles a carrot in front of us, we'll be happy. Let's face it. People took the $1,200, whatever it was, and most small businesses got the shaft. But people took the money and thought, oh, look what I got. But we bought into it again. But, you know, I just finished an article that I posted on newswithviews.com. If you get a chance, check it out. Newswithviews.com. Type my name on there. So it's entitled Righteously Angry.
Mm-hmm.
There is no sin in being angry if it's righteous anger. And the Bible tells you what righteous anger is. And I am angry because not for my sake, I'm 71 years old, I'm almost through. But I have grandchildren, Dr. Sherry, that have grown up in a country that had never tasted freedom in their lifetime. They're folks are 20 years old now. They've never tasted true freedom. And I didn't either, I understand that. Even in the 50s we weren't where we ought to be. But at least in the 50s, I have to take a gun to school if I want to and change clothes after school and go hunting. We put it on a school bus, leave it on a school bus all day and to hunt after school. We carried pocket knives. We didn't wear seat belts. We didn't worry about lead paint. We weren't controlled down to the nth degree as you are right now. My grandchildren never tasted that. And it's going to get worse in their generation as time goes on. It's time to get angry. Now, I know people think, well, you're a Christian. You shouldn't. No, I get angry, folks. Mm. Believe me, I do. You lay hand with my family and see how angry this old boy gets. They call me the pistol-packing preacher, and that's what I do, and that's what I am. I'm a nice guy, but don't push it. But I went to the store the other day, and I know people say, well, that's terrible what you did. But I went to the store to buy some groceries the other day called Food Line near a little town here in Summersville. Summersville's where near where I live. Went into the store, and I didn't know. I went in the right door, but I didn't see a sign. I didn't know it was the right door to go in, but I did. Nobody said a word to me. Went in. A young lady greeted me, and I went on back, got myself, come back out, and started back at the same door. And she said, sir, you have to use the other door. And I probably shouldn't say this, but I said bull crap. I walked out the door. And that made me angry. Another lady, you know, runs a produce stand right above my house here, was going through Kroger's, and a guy jumped all over because she's walking the wrong way in the aisle. And she said, I just started coughing. He left. But but it's time to get angry and not apologize for it. I mean, why are we such wimps anymore?
Well, yes, and righteous indignation. righteous indignation is where we should be. I mean, Jesus got angry, right? He went
yes,
and he threw
did.
All the money, he tipped over all the tables and threw the money changers out of the temple, right?
And he went out and plied the whip before he done. He took a whip to him. He went outside, sat down on the sidewalk here and plied the whip. And I'm sure his disciples said, what's he doing? What's he doing? It looks like he's making a whip. That's what he was doing, making a whip. He sat down and plied the whip. He didn't get angry over his first spur of the moment and lose it. He had it in his mind. It's premeditated what he's going to do. So what's wrong with us saying this is enough? We're not going to back any further. We're not going to play your games. I'm going shopping. I'm going to the store. I'm going to buy what I need. I'm leaving. You mark all the hours you want to, but I'll go up and down the ones I want to go up and down. If you want to call the law, call the law. There's no law against this. There's no policies. There's no law been passed through the House or the Senate, state or federal levels. So this is not law, people. You don't have to obey it. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Dr. Sherry. You get me start preaching here in a minute.
No, I'm in total agreement with you. It's shocking to me how we, you know, how conditioned people have been in their place of fear. And that, and I'm sure you talk about this a lot, you know, fear of being false evidence appearing real.
Sure.
How much more false evidence do we need than a global death rate of 0.2% and that 80 to 85% of people who contract this virus either are asymptomatic or they recover uneventfully? I mean, it's like, you know, I wrote an article on my website on Vaxxter.com. It's V-A-X-X-T-E-R.com. And if anybody's listening and you want to get on our newsletter, if you go to Vaxxter.com, V-A-X-X-T-E-R.com, you can sign up for our newsletter there, or you can text MVI, which stands for Mastering Vaccine Info. You can text it to 555-888. 3 5s and 3 8s. So you can text it there to get on our email list. And on Vaxxter, I wrote an article. It's on coronavirus part one, and the title of the article is "Same Playbook, Different Virus." And when I took the kind of a longitudinal look at this, and it's like, oh, so we did SARS in 2002. When I went back and looked at some of the historical data from 2002. We had people wearing masks and wearing gloves, and they kept the kids home from school, and they didn't shut down the economy like they did here, but I think it was a trial balloon. And that was in 2002. Then in 2005, they had bird flu, which is H5N1.
Oh,
and
yes.
It started out of Southeast Asia, and it was all this bird flu stuff. And I wrote a book called Foul Bird Flu Is Not What You Think, because I connected the virulence of the virus to environmental toxicities. And while I was writing that book, I remember them talking about that there were probably millions and millions of people who had been exposed to this virus and were probably either not sick enough to go to they were mildly sick or not, but most of them were not necessarily sick enough to go to the doctor. But yet, if they had people who were sick and ended up in the hospital and in the intensive care unit, those were the ones that they were actually testing to see if they were infected with H5N1. And about 50% of those people died. So if there were 100 people in the intensive care unit, the very sickest of the sick, and they tested them and said, yes, they're all infected with this H5N1 virus, and 50% of them die, well, that's a 50% death rate. Well, then they conveniently started saying that the virus, anytime anybody anywhere gets infected with H5N1, it's a 50% death rate. And then we did the same thing with swine flu, with H1N1 in 2009. And now we're using the same stats, the same playbook, the same hysteria.
Same lies
and the same lines for coronavirus, which is just a mild little nothing burger virus in the vast majority of people. But they've used it to cripple the global economy. And there's so many articles now coming out that are saying what I said from the very beginning of this, that this is nothing about this virus, has nothing to do with this infection. It has everything to do with economic warfare and trying to get rid of the president.
Way beyond that, I believe. Way beyond that. It's worldwide. And folks, lines open. Nobody's calling. I know they're really enthralled with what we're talking about. But if, folks, if you have any questions, you can call 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You're welcome to call and ask any questions, make comments. But if this was just America, it'd be bad enough. It'd still make me angry. But this is a worldwide fake pandemic. I mean, I've been watching videos from people sending from overseas, from Italy and France. This has affected the world. People are losing businesses all over the world. I watched one from Italy today, a lady who ran a pizzeria. Says M. Cherie opens now. It's probably too late. She can't pull it out. Now,
well,
this is what it is.
Well, there's a website that just kind of became obvious. I mean, they say on the video at the beginning of this website that they've been working on this pandemic plan called COVID for 50 years.
Wow.
And if you go to this website, it's intelligence.weforum, spelled weforum.org. So it's intelligence.weforum.org, and you have to sign up for the account, which I think it's worthwhile doing. And when you log into the account the first time and you just scroll down the page and you see all these little 1-inch by 1-inch squares of countries and of cities and of industries like farming and fishing and travel industries, and then you go down and you see that everything is designed around the United Nations 17 Sustainable Goal Projects for 2030, and you click on any one of those squares inside of that area, and it opens up into a massive database on that particular topic, and they're adding new articles every day, and it goes deeper and deeper. I really think you could spend a couple months on that website and not see it all, and I'm not exaggerating. And it shows you the interconnectedness of how they've mapped out how all of these things are going to be corrupted and together. And I was just reading an article yesterday. It was like, you know, the new normal of work. The new more normal of work is everyone is going to work from home, and they're going to have some sort of computer transactional type of job. And the people that have done manual types of labor out there, well, we're really sorry, but there probably isn't going to be any work for you. So what does that mean? Does that mean that they kill everybody off? That's a manual laborer that picks the crops or digs ditches or does manual things like we really need to do, like lay asphalt on our highways? I mean, what is that really going to mean if you can't have a job or a work that you're working from home and you're selling things through a website and you're doing this from in your living room because of social distancing? I mean, this website, I'm telling you, I've seen some pretty creepy things over the 20 years that I've been doing this vaccine thing, and, you know, some of the people that I run with that are in kind of high places, some of the things I've seen have been pretty creepy. When I got this website sent to me, and again, it's intelligence.weforum.org, and I started drilling down through this website. It's the beast, man. It is. I've always long said that I thought the Antichrist would be represented by a human that's selling a system, and that a system is really what's going to entrap us, enslave us, and kill us. And when I saw this website, it was like, it's right here, Pastor Butch. It's right here.
Give that website again.
It's intelligence. I-N-T-E-L-L-I.
Right.
G-E-N-C-E, intelligence, just the word intelligence, dot weforum, W-E-F as in Frank, O-R-U-M as in Mary, .org.
All right. And by the way, before we get too far in the program, I forget, tell folks how they can get on your website, how they can contact you with health questions, whatever else that you can offer them.
Well, we offer a lot of online courses. We offer a twice annual boot camp, 8-week boot camp course. We just finished the boot camp a week ago. The next open enrollment will be in September. It's an 8-week boot camp course that goes through safety and efficacy, smallpox, polio, herd immunity, how to read a package insert, and then the ramp up of the schedules. And then in between each one of those modules, my business partner teaches language courses that teaches you how to communicate the appropriate ways to hit your mark and to not to make everyone mad. And so that the next open enrollment will be in September.
I need that course bad.
We'd love to have you. And so the next open enrollment is in September. And in order to get notification about that, you need to be on our email list. So if you go to Vaxter.com and get on our email list. That's the place to do it. And that's our new site. That's our new site. We also offer courses at vaccineu.com. It's vaccine, the letter U.com. Those are individual courses. Those are the, and then we have a research library that has more than 11,000 articles hand selected from peer reviewed literature showing problems with vaccines. And that's free. All you have to do is just register to access it. And instead of trying to remember all those individual sites, the one site, you only have to go to one place, and that's courses, the number four, the word mastery. So it's coursesformastery.com. And that's a landing page where it shows you all of our individual internet properties and all the different things that we offer and are available there for educational purposes. Then if you want to show me, follow me on social media, if you follow me on Instagram, it's Dr. Tenpenny, D-R-T-E-N-P-E-N-N-Y, Dr. Tenpenny, or if you follow us on Twitter, it's Busy Dr. T.
Wow. Well, you know, folks, I never thought I would see the day that when you tell the truth that is so obvious. I mean, that scriptural truth, for example, when you tell that being a homosexual is a sodomite is a sin against God, abomination against God, people get angry with you. I mean, that just telling the simple truths of moral facts, adultery, fornication is all sin. They get angry. So it isn't hard to make people angry today. Tell them any kind of truth that they don't like because living in outright sin makes them angry. That's just the way it is. But let's take a phone call from Ohio. Let's talk to Bruce. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello.
Hello, Pastor Butch and Dr. Tenpenny.
Hello.
Hi there.
Come on in.
Good evening.
Hello, can you hear me?
Sure,
yes.
Can.
Yeah, Dr. Tenpenny. I got a question for Dr. Tenpenny. I heard Governor DeWine's talking on the radio that they're going to hire all kind of people to come house to house and swab you and test to see if you have the COVID-19. Do you think we should allow them to do that? What is your opinion on it?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because what are they testing? What are they testing? There's 36 coronaviruses out there. The SARS-CoV-2 virus, if they're testing for that, it has to be done through PCR testing, which is a blood test. The antibody level, the finger prick one, it's not specific enough to tell you if you have antibodies against the existing pandemic virus or if it's against an antibody against an infection that you had years ago. And where is your DNA going? What exactly are they doing with your DNA?
Uh-huh.
You know, if they're going to do a nasal swab, a posterior throat swab, a fecal swab, a finger stick. Who's collecting all of those specimens and what are they doing with them? And so, you know, this is just the prelude to getting your vaccine certificate card that they could conveniently just say, well, you might lose it. Let's just, like, put it underneath your skin.
Well, this
what do you recommend telling them when they come to your door? You say, religious conviction, I'm not doing this. What do you recommend?
Yeah, I think that would be a good place to start. I mean, you know, and if you do not let them over the threshold of your house.
No, don't let them in the door. Do not let them in the door. Don't do it.
Say, you're not coming in here, and the religious conviction, you know, I'm not taking part of this, that kind of thing.
And then just close the door and go about your business.
Yeah.
All right.
All of us here in Ohio need to stand up and firmly oppose that. I mean,
Amen.
It was one of the state legislators was trying to introduce something. It was either today, it was either yesterday or today, that they were saying that they wanted to repeal all these stupid rules that Amy Aston has put into place. And so that in any other rule, like this additional 30-day lockdown based on no data, no anything, just her opinion, who's not an epidemiologist, she's an OB-GYN by training, is that anything that she tries to do to Ohioans going forward would have to be approved by the state legislator. And then sign, and not just, not like hand stamped by
there
the governor.
There you go. Not a policy. Good call, Bruce.
Dr.
Thank
Tenpenny,
you.
Hello.
Go ahead, yeah, Bruce. Go ahead.
Mr.
Trump is on board with this, vaccine.
We're working on it. Believe me, we're working on it. I got some pretty big connections in high places, and we're working on it. So just pray for us. Pray that we are successful in getting to him the information about Project BioShield, about the PrEP Act, about the experimental vaccine that's coming down the road. He's not a scientist, and he's being fed misinformation. And so we've got some pretty strong prayer warriors praying that Sherry Tenpenny and my information, if I had 15 minutes in front of the president, what would I have to say? I've already practiced that speech.
Okay.
And so we just everybody that's listening, we ask for your prayers that this gets delivered.
Amen.
My message that to protect all of you who are listening and your children and your grandchildren. And I want to put in a little plug here of saying that now is the time for you to get active and involved. Or do you want your grandchildren, if you ever have them, given the vaccine could cause cancer and mutagenicity and infertility and all
Amen.
These things. If you
Good
even
point.
Have them, if you have them, do you want them spitting on your grave saying that you had the opportunity to stand up and be brave and suck it up and stand up to these bureaucrats, but instead you cowered in your living room and thought it was more important to go to your yoga class?
Absolutely, and drink your beer and watch the ball game. I got a job, Bruce. Good call, though.
And people really, and that may sound kind of harsh.
No, it's not
but
harsh.
But we are at a point in time in humanity and in human history that, you know, what happened to Americans? We were the strongest, the land of the free, land of the home of the brave and the land of the free. What
yes.
happened to us?
We become soft.
Where did we go away, and how did we get to be such scaredy cats?
We sold ourselves, Dr. Sherry, for a handout. That's what we've done. Same thing that's happened in the scriptures. They say, and we sold ourselves for a handout. I hate to jump and cut you off, but get a call from your home state, Ohio. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, come on in. You got about 1 minute here.
Hey, Pastor Bush, Mrs. Tenpenny, I just want to thank you both for getting the truth out there, to warning the people, and I want to say hello to Brother Bruce. That's my brother in the Lord. We do a show together. But anyway, you guys are courageous. I thank you for your boldness, and I pray that we all can stand up against these Luciferian creatures, and that we can make a stand, and that we can boldly go through this tribulation period until the Lord comes and gets us.
Amen.
We have to be overcomers, and you both are overcomers, and I thank God for you.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry. God bless you too, my friend. Thank you. All right. Wow, that was a sweet call. We're down with the last 2 minutes, Dr. Sherry. I'm going to shut up and give them all to you. What do you want to say in closing?
What I want to say in closing is an inspiring word to get involved and get active. I kind of feel that God put the entire planet down to full stop for three reasons. Number one, get your physical house in order. Clean out the closets, clean out the garage, get rid of the old expired food, get rid of those clothes that you can't wear anymore because you're never going to be skinny enough to do it. Okay? So just like, you know, you're hanging those around just because you think one of these days you'll lose that 20 pounds. It's time to get rid of them. So clean up your physical house. The second thing is to get your physical body in shape. You know, eat good food, drink more water, get more sleep. I mean, you're not having to get up in the morning to go to work, so get more sleep. Take better care of your physical body. And thirdly and most importantly is to get your spiritual house in order.
Amen.
You know, get right with God. Get right in your heart with what's happening between with you and Jesus and God. Because if you're a Jewish person or you're a Catholic or you're a Muslim and that means something to you, get right with God. And I happen to be a very strong Christian and I believe in the one single God that way, but I don't want to offend any of your listeners. I'm just saying get right with God.
You're not going to offend them. People, it's my program, are solid Christians, also born-again believers, most of them. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, thank you so much, and I will be in touch in the near future, okay?
Sounds good, Pastor Butch. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome, sweetheart. God bless you. Have a good evening. And folks, we love you. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night with Deborah Treviris and a whole lot more to talk about then. Have a great day. And do call us if you want to come to our dinner. Let us know, but by Monday at the latest. Thank you. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.